I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This week is National Fishing and Boating Week, and it will conclude this weekend with free fishing days in West Virginia. I'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. For many years, the DNR has designated the weekend at the end of National Fishing and Boating Week as free fishing days in the Mountain State. And this Saturday and Sunday, you can fish anywhere in West Virginia without a fishing license. Brett Preston, the DNR's Assistant Chief for Warm Water Fisheries, tells us it's an opportunity for those who may not fish often to give it a try.
Well, we sure hope so. That's the whole point, that it is popular with folks, and we hope people take advantage of it and consider purchasing a license in the future to go fishing in West Virginia. So we encourage folks to fish this weekend and with family and friends and have a good time fishing.
Many fished when they were kids, but as life seems to do, they got busy, and fishing was a casualty of the time crunch. Well, this weekend is set up purposely to eliminate that excuse so you can make plans to get yourself and your family to the water.
I think fishing just brings people together. It's an opportunity for families to kind of coalesce around an activity that's fun, that's outdoors, and it's my experience with children especially is when they get a chance to fish and it's their first time fishing or they haven't been for a long time, it rekindles a lot of thoughts about being with family and friends, and they really enjoy it. And even if they don't catch a fish, they want to go back because it's the anticipation of that opportunity to catch a fish. So I think it's just critical that for families to spend time together, and I couldn't think of a better way to do it than fishing.
And certainly getting children involved is a big push of National Fishing and Boating Week and this weekend. There are two major events in the state aimed at encouraging youngsters to learn to wet a line.
There are a couple of very large events that we are part of. The fishing derby at Bowden Hatchery up near Elkins, and also at Little Beaver State Park down in Raleigh County. So there are some opportunities for people to go at these scheduled events where there'll be some instruction and opportunities to participate in some other activities for youth.
So there you go. No excuse this weekend. You don't need a fishing license Saturday and Sunday to fish in West Virginia. Hopefully, you'll take advantage of the opportunity, and I'll see you somewhere on the water this weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.